This Sunday, the church returns to ordinary time, as opposed to Advent, Christmas, and Lent, Easter, when specific aspects of the mystery of Christ are celebrated. Ordinary time allows us to focus on the fullness of Christ's mysteries. Since February 17, we've observed Lent, celebrated Easter time, and then finished with two major feasts that followed Pentecost. As we turn to ordinary time for the next 25 Sundays, we think of the word ordinary. We recall the time from March 11, 2020, when COVID-19 was officially declared a global pandemic, and now we wonder if anything will ever be ordinary or normal again. We have grieved. We have grieved over what we have lost. Loved ones, health, employment, income, face-to-face contacts, and the list goes on as it is unique in each and every one of our lives. We have experienced fear and anger, hostility, isolation, a devastating feeling of captivity, feelings and emotions sort of like the exiles in Babylon who Ezekiel was speaking to, and to the disillusioned and suffering Jewish Christians that Mark was addressing in the gospel. Ezekiel uses words of condemnation and consolation to the Babylonian exiles, but in the end, God, through the prophet, was giving the people hope. One interpretation of the reading that we heard, the allegory in the first reading, is that the top of the cedar tree is the house of David, which God protects and nurtures. The tender shoot is coming out, and that is the righteous king. The phrases bird of every kind and all the trees of the field envision a future in which all of creation believes in and is cared for by the God of Israel. God has complete control over the growth process and can give life to what is small, insignificant, and seemingly even dead. Ezekiel describes the lopping off of the tender shoot from the top of that cedar, and then it is planted on a high mountain. It struck roots and grew into a majestic tree. In Mark's gospel, Jesus tells a parable of how a farmer goes about the task of sowing seed. Without his knowledge, it happens. The seed grows steadily and surely until it becomes a great crop, ripe for harvest. In the second parable in that gospel reading, we've heard images of the mustard seed and the large shrub that resulted from the planting of that smallest of seed. Jesus assured his followers that even though the reign of God among them seemed to have a small and insignificant beginning, it would surely and steadily be developed and realized. These images are instructive about how change happens, growth happens, and how love happens. Change, growth, and love aren't necessarily our doing great and heroic things, but doing little things with love and joy on an ordinary day. Little things like being a good dad, a good mom, a good employee or a good supervisor, a good member of the community, member of the parish, and the list goes on and on. The important message in these parables is that everything, though, does not depend upon us. God provides. So very often, it is the little things that produce big things. A thought becomes a novel. A spark grows into a forest fire. A grape turns into a reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. A grain of wheat becomes a sumptuous pastry. A seemingly small idea or thing can change the whole world. Edison's idea for a light bulb, for example. Or a relatively unknown, ostracized, 30-year-old Jewish man with no credentials and few followers is crucified, and the world is changed forever. Sometimes we're not really sure that some of the small things that we might do are really worth it, but we should understand that without those small things, God doesn't have the seed, doesn't have that spark, or the grape, or the wheat kernel. He doesn't have effort from us to work with. No, you know, we cannot stop wars. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But we can be kind and compassionate and forgiving toward those around us. We can't abolish prejudice or racism, but we can be kind and have genuine respect for those around us who are different from us. We cannot end crime or political corruption, but we can be honest in our dealings. We cannot wipe out poverty, but we can assist and pray for help for those who are in need. All of these are like that mustard seed that we heard about in the gospel reading, little things that God turns into very significant things. So we must not sell ourselves short in building the kingdom of God here on this earth, here and now. Paul in the second reading was also in a way speaking to exiles. He said, "We are away from God when we are in the body." But he told them that even while being at home in the body, Christians with good deeds and a love can enjoy a foretaste of the kingdom of God, which will be a mere reflection of that greater glory to come when we go home to the Lord. While COVID has given us a feeling of being exiled, ordinary life with circumstances such as strained relationships, such as a loss of a loved one, loneliness, despair, disabilities, and so on, can make us feel exiled today. Paul advised us that we are to be courageous and walk in faith to the Lord. And Jesus in Mark's gospel implied, if we can even make a small effort, God will make good and great things happen. God even transforms wheat and grapes so we can be nourished to take Christ out into this community and into the world around us. God is always making big things from small beginnings. In fact, God made the whole universe with a big bang.